Gracious God, may these words be faithful to the written word and lead us to your living word. Amen. Amen. Good morning. Braystrup was a young woman in her mid-30s when she and her husband Drew moved to coastal Maine. They had met in a graduate program for creative writing, and Kate had started to publish her essays in some national publications and had even written her first novel. Her husband Drew was actually feeling called more into law enforcement, and so he took a job as a state trooper in Maine. They had four children between the ages of 3 and 9 and were living a lovely pastoral family life while Kate tried to continue her writing career and Drew was building his career as a police officer. She writes so movingly of the morning that she was taking her youngest to preschool, looking for tiny little socks and shoes and packing backpacks and doing the whole morning routine, thinking how deeply she still loved her husband Drew after 11 years of marriage when an ambulance went by their house. She said she paused and offered a little prayer for whomever needed the ambulance. And 30 minutes later, a state trooper was on her doorstep sharing that her husband had been killed in a car accident. She says in that moment, she felt like she dropped into a pit of despair. The love of her life and soulmate was gone. The father of her four young children was gone. Her financial security, spiritual sustenance, everything was gone in a flash. In those moments, which we all have experienced in some way or another, perhaps in the death of a loved one, or a sudden change in your financial circumstances, or a change in dear friendships. We all have had those moments when we feel like we drop into a pit of despair. It's so natural, and I think many of us end up having questions about where is God when that happens. We can get so consumed by the circumstances of our lives at those times that holding on to a sense, a real felt presence, sense of God, can be very elusive. Recently, I listened to a beautiful interview between Krista Tippett and Rabbi Amichai Lau-Lavi. You may have heard it on Being. He is either 37th or 39th generation rabbi in his family. His grandfather perished in the Holocaust, and his father was 18 when he was liberated from a concentration camp. Rabbi Amichai said that shortly after his father was liberated, he immediately sank into the comfort and the routine of being an Orthodox rabbi. He did not spend a lot of time thinking about the Holocaust. Obviously, it was with him constantly, but his survival strategy going forward was to focus on his family and his ministry. But Rabbi Amichai said at the end of his life, when his father was facing his own mortality, they began to have a series of conversations about the Holocaust, and were able to deeply engage with the question that William Styron asks at the end of Sophie's Choice: where is God? And so much of the Holocaust literature wonders, is God dead? it can feel in those incredibly dark and sorrowful times when there is civil unrest and white supremacists marching in our cities in 2017, that God is dead. But Rabbi Amichai reminded his father of a beautiful female Jewish theologian named Melissa Raphael, who lives and writes in London, who affirmed that yes, in the Holocaust, in times when hatred and violence and sorrow and tragedy rip through us and rack us, yes, the God that is vengeful and wrathful and judgmental, the God that feels to us destructive when we read those stories in the Hebrew Bible. As a Jewish feminist theologian, she says, yes, that God is dead. And what we see giving rise in the sorrow, in the fear, is the Shekinah, the imminent, present, radiant dwelling of God, characterized by kindness and love and compassion and an openness of heart and spirit. When we have those times in our lives of deep sorrow, feeling the bottom fall out from under us, William Styron's second part of his question is not ending with where is God, but where is man? Where is woman? Where is our human response in those times? Kate Bastrop said that in her grief following her husband's death, the cards and casseroles and prayers, the babysitters who showed up, the friends who sat with her for hours on end as she railed and cried and wondered, where is God? She said the miracle of that time is that in the face of all of that suffering and sorrow, love came right alongside it and restored her hope, her faith, and her trust in God. The miracle that we see Jesus performing in the gospel lesson today is not walking on water. The miracle is the love that lifts Peter right there with his fear and doubt. It is not obliterated. It is companioned. I know so many of you currently are having experiences of deep darkness and sorrow. I know that many of us are so profoundly concerned for the state of our country in light of this civil unrest. Many of you know I lived in Charlottesville for 18 years. If you are having one of those times when you feel like the bottom has fallen out and you're wondering, where is God? I pray that you will let these lessons from today work on your heart and your mind, knowing that even when Joseph was in the pit and sold into slavery, God was already at work to lift him and redeem him. Even when Peter was the most fearful, the most doubtful, and sinking into the water, Jesus was already reaching out to him and lifting him. I pray that either directly in your prayer life or in surprising ways born into your hearts on the wings of the angels and on the human angels that are around you, that you feel love lifting you. And if you are so blessed to be in a time in your life where you are peaceful and joyful and full of gratitude for the blessings that God has given you, if you're in one of the cycles where your life feels light and open and loving. Then may these readings remind you that you can be a miracle in somebody's life today. You can be the person whose smile or phone call or card or hug walks right up beside the fear and the grief and the sorrow and the darkness and provides the miracle of light. Wherever you find yourself today, may God's love lift you. May God's spirit surround you. And may we all be reminded of God's constant presence in our lives. Amen.
Amen. Amen.